Hi, my loves. Jo Warwick here. And I wanted to share with you, as it's a very special time to have end of year and new year. And so I wanted to share with you something very personal that I do. And it will also show you how I move through like an endings and beginnings. Now, forgive me if my voice is a bit croaky. As I explained, I'm still recovering. But I wanted to share with you a little technique. And it will help you understand the shift as well, and that you can use this for yourself if you wish. So there's two parts. So we're going to write letters. And what I do is I write a letter to the year I have just had. And then I write a letter to the year, the future year, as though I have just had it. So part one, writing a letter to dear 2023. Okay, now my 2023 has had a lot of challenges. There's been a lot of losses, a lot of people I've loved have passed and things like that. But there's also been lots of good stuff. So it isn't a letter of just going, thank you for all the good stuff. It's a real deep reflection on what you've learned and what you've gained. So, for example, yes, I have said, you know, thank you for the healing. I had my surgery this year, etc. So thank you for my healing. Thank you for, you know, how fast and easy all of that was. And thank you for the fact that, you know, I've had all the right support. And then, you know, thank you for all the new friends, all the laughter I've experienced. Thank you for the joy. Thinking of specifics, you know, going into specifics for yourself. I've also said, you know, thank you that I have moved through the losses with grace, you know, very much aware of how I have moved through each loss with grace, with an open heart. And I look at kind of all the different parts. There have been very big highs. I've talked about this, you know, at the beginning of the year, I was actually managing director of a company. I was hired to do that. And then that came to an end. There were sort of peaks and different bits. It was, you know, an interim piece, etc. But so I said thank you for all of those opportunities, because also it was quite a challenging place. But it was a total gift, and it brought my level of expertise in a different way. So it was like, thank you for everything I've learned from that, you know, going into all of those things. So I don't keep it very broad strokes. I don't just look at it being, well, thank you that I had this, or I had this money, or I had this situation, or I do go into a much more detail, but I'm just sort of overviewing it for you at this moment. So I let an outpouring of my heart. I just do this in a journal. You can do it however you want it. I do it in a journal. You can make it smarter if you wish, or you want to make the other one smarter. So in this, I just allow an outpouring, as though I'm truly saying thank you to 2023 for everything. And as I move through that, the highs, the lows, the goods, the what I might think of shadows or difficult times, and I look at what I'm really trying to say thank you for. And the key bit for me is very much I'm saying thank you for is the woman I have become. What I'm reflecting over this last year is the amount of resilience and, you know, even more authentic, or the woman I am emerging as. And then, of course, that I am saying thank you that I have been unwell this end of this year. My body is releasing. And if you know me, you know that I don't generally use that word unwell. I know that it is a release. And so I'm saying thank you for the way that my body is releasing dead wood, you know, dead energy that no longer connects with the amazing woman I am proud of on the inside, of how I have moved through this last year and grown and expanded, and the places I've travelled and the people I have met. So it's both a thank you to 2023 to facilitate everything I have experienced. And that can be material, the home that I have lived in, you know, the places I have been, the travelling, the money, all of the bits and bobs on the external of my life, but with a very deep connection to my internal. Okay. And then I sign it off as thank you, thank you, thank you, with much love, 2023. Joe. All right. So I'm just giving you an outline of what I do so that you can play with it yourself, because as in all of my tools, it's down to you to play with them. All right. So it's very important when moving to a new phase of your life, or a new frequency, a new upgrade, a new thing that you want. And this is such a lovely time to do it, anytime around endings, big, like, so endings and beginnings that we see as a collective, whether you saw it as a solstice or whether you see it now. This, you've got to appreciate where you are to move to where you want to be. Hear me again. For anything to change, you have to appreciate where you are to move to where you want to be. Because for the new to come in, you have to be at peace. You have to find an internal sense of peace and calm for a miracle to happen, for change to happen. Nothing can change until you feel calm, right? Your nervous system feels calm and expansive and open and safe and abundant. So why doing this, it allows, instead of this kind of knotted feeling, which would be, oh, 2023 has been shit, or this is really bad, and I don't really like this, and it's not good enough, and it's not good enough. Anything that makes you feel like it's not good enough, then you're not receptive to moving into the new, which is what you're trying to do. And actually, it's really good to reflect back. We can be so forward, thinking about where we want to get to, but actually not praising ourselves, celebrating ourselves for everything that we've done. And it is one of the big things that comes up with money, love, you know, and particularly with good girls, or whether you have this, you know, the big shifts that happen in this program about the insights into yourself and loving yourself and how amazing you are, and actually that you've been walking around with this bullshit programming, is that, you know, you have to learn to properly, deeply celebrate and appreciate daily and look at yourself and shift your mindset into more and more and more of the what you have is awesome and you can have more. Who you are is awesome and you can be more. All right. So it's really important not to skip the bit of the ending. You can't just focus on future projection. And I know I've talked about this in the program, but this is a really great exercise. This is a really great time to do it, which is why I want to share this as a bonus. So the second part, once you've felt all that juiciness, you may want to do this at a different time. So over the next few days, etc. Is to then write your letter. You can do one in the morning, one in the evening, whatever you want to do. You know, is to write your letter to the future, but you're not in the future. So future projecting is not that you are saying, dear 2024, this is my letter because this is what I want to have. So it's not, dear 2024, I would like to have blah, 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 blah. That's not how it works. The second letter is, dear 2024, and putting yourself in as though you're writing it from the 31st of December, 2024. So you're doing exactly the same exercise you've just done where you've reviewed 2023 and all the thank yous. But now you're doing it as though you've already put yourself into 2024 and you're thanking 2024 for everything that you experienced. So now you're expanding yourself beyond where you've been and allowing yourself to really dream and feel it and download. Because as you know, I think I talk about it in this program, that it's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. So you already know in your heart, you already know in your soul, you already know what you're tapping into. So by writing this letter, you can start to play with being clearer about what it is that you're really thanking for, what you felt. And of course, playing in this letter is not about things, it's about feelings. So yes, sorry, you can say, you know, oh my God, thank you 2024 for the amazing things that happened and how fast it happened, and that I had these incredible new clients come in, or this amazing opportunity come up for a new job, and I'm so happy that I got this incredible pay rise, and everything changed in blah 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 a month, you know, give itself a month, that I, you know, it's so incredible that I met the love of my life, or that my relationship with my husband up-leveled in such a way that I never imagined we could be such good friends, and that we laugh so much and there's so much joy. But remember, it's go deeper. Don't just go surface. And it mustn't mean go deeper by saying, I'm so grateful that I got £25,000 at this point. That has no emotion to it. All right. It's got to be exactly like the one you've just done for 2023. It's got to have emotion. It's got to have appreciation. It's got to have a deep sense of pride. Sorry, a deep sense of pride and love and all the feelings you would have if your life had fucking changed. Yeah. And you were already there and it was already done, that it had changed and you felt rich and you felt full and you felt supported. Because all we ever want when we want those things, the things that we think we want, is how we feel with them. So how would you feel if you had more clients or your first clients or a new job or a pay rise? How would you feel having it, having the consistency, having the abundance of it, having an overflow, having that support network, having your own home, having from, you know, thinking from wherever you are starting at this moment, that next uplift is, of course, so much more than you could imagine. And you've got to allow it to be bigger than you know, you've probably allowed it. So that think bigger, dream bigger, yeah? But it doesn't mean, it's not about pinpointing things. So it is about, just speak from your heart, allow your heart to play. And the thing is, again, it's coming into the receptivity with the universe. It's really about opening your mind, opening your heart, coming into the truth, coming to the receptivity. You might be blown away by what you actually write. It might not be what you thought you wanted. Because in each step, it's about tuning your dial, your frequency dial, to the connectivity of you and the universe. You and you. The you that is the universe, your frequency that is the universe. It's this alignment of this frequency channel to connect into that. So two parts for you to play with, and again, sign it off, you know, with much love. Thank you. I've really enjoyed it. It's been magnificent. Get really into a juicy love gushing, you know, feel it. And when you feel the energy starts shift, sign off. You've done enough. Yeah, but play with it. And I'm not saying you can actually write this future letter. You may want to do it a couple of times, yeah, over the next few days. It's a really good time to do it, to really get more and more clarity, get really clear about it. You know, just play with it. Again, just play with it, all right? And as I said, this can be used at any point, actually, through changing things. So, just because we're particularly doing it around this, you know, the end of the year, you can use it for endings and beginnings. So if I wanted to move from a job I didn't like, you could, you know, or that you feel you've outgrown, you can write a letter to the job and find all the ways that you can appreciate and how much you've grown and how much you've, you know, expanded and how much you've resilience you've gained and what money you got and blah blah blah, all those things, and then write about the new one, you know, but you're already in it and you've been in it for 6 months. So always, future projection has always got to be from a stance of, you know, 6 months or a year. It really helps you to be able to, and that you're looking back, right? That you're looking back. So look back on the year that you've had, look back from 31st of December 2024. You know, give yourself a chance to really play, and drop me a message. Let me know how that was for you. Wishing you much love as you come to this ending. And this is a great skill to use to get yourself into that frequency, that openness, that abundance, to receive the things that you actually want, and to have that beautiful insight. All right. Bye.